And so then I get to walk around, and this huge guy is ready to just like pummel my friends. And then he sees me and he goes, "Oh, they with you?" And I'm like, "Yeah."
Welcome to It's a Hawaii Thing. How's it going? You got Lanai, and that's Brooke Hi. Lee. Thanks for joining us. If you get a chance, follow our YouTube channels. Hit the subscribe, the button, the bell, or whatever they do these days, and follow us. Today, we got a very special guest.
We do.
Yeah, good friend of yours, huh?
Well, you know, we've known each other. We've seen a couple things.
Yeah. He's been doing a lot of work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gonna get into it.
I've noticed a lot of your friends, they work.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't work too much, but they work.
I'm on an island. What do you want from me?
It's a prerequisite for Brooke.
He's been on the West Wing. He's been on JAG, Beverly Hills 90210. Most recently, Hawaii 50, NCIS, NCIS Los
Kevin
Angeles,
Bacon of the Asian
FBI
community.
Most Wanted. He's not the most wanted, but Bosch,
right?
Yes.
My Bosch fans are not going to
And Tim, I'm going to screw up your last name because Brooke can't even pronounce it. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tim Luenbos.
Is it Filipino?
Did I get it?
Is it Filipino?
Did you get it?
I got it.
I thought you were putting the space in for me, and then you said it.
No, I did it. Are you Filipino?
No.
Oh.
So
it sounds like a Filipino last name a little bit.
Yeah. And growing up, you know, no one ever asked me that. And then I got involved in acting and I moved down to LA and I was at this theater called East West Players. Mm-hmm. And that's the first time someone's asked me, I think it might've been Roger Fan asking if I was Filipino.
Yeah.
And I was like, no one's ever asked me that. I didn't understand.
So now it's totally not Filipino. I assumed it was because you were at East West. So I assumed you were Filipino.
Well, no, maybe if you have Asian, you might be.
My birth name is Sperling.
Oh, wow. You white.
So no. I'm Korean, German, and Irish.
Oh.
My mom remarried, and his name is Luenbos, and he's French, Irish. But the French is like south of France, so there might be a Basque influence.
Oh.
You know, I got to say, you got a great voice. There's a guy that I've been following. I can't remember his name because it's not his real name, I don't think, on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And he's Korean, and he sounds like Barry White, the deepest,
really?
The deepest
gotta,
baritone. I'm gonna send it to you.
I had no idea you were Korean.
Yeah,
I was gonna take a guess. He was Korean.
My mom was born in Japan and thought she was Japanese until
the end of the war. Oh.
And they were listening to the emperor speaking on the radio. They lived in Osaka. She was born in Osaka.
Oh yeah.
And when the emperor was speaking over the radio, they all started crying. And then the father goes, "Oh, don't worry, you're not Japanese."
Now, does your mom speak Japanese or Korean?
She does. She speaks both.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. And how about you?
I do not.
Yeah.
So
you're
as
an
kid,
American.
I was born and raised. I grew up in a sea of white, basically.
Yeah.
And then she tried to teach us, and we just always rejected it.
Yeah.
And then as I got older, I started trying to take lessons.
Uh-huh.
At KYCC, they used to offer free classes.
That's right, they did.
And I think it was in the 90s.
In the 90s.
But every time I started the class, I would book a gig. And so then I would miss a week or two, and then I'd be way behind.
I'm the same with Olelo Hawaii. But I've been asking people of ethnicity, do they know their home language? And 99%, nine of us do not. So
really?
It's making a comeback, though. It seems like everybody wants to get reconnected.
Yeah.
Wait, but what is the language? Because
Korean.
But if you're raised in Japan, just because you're of Korean ancestry, we talked to the girl yesterday
who's from Japan. Just like us.
She's Hapa. This girl we talked to yesterday, the father is Japanese, white mom is white. She's Japanese through and through. She lives in Japan, but she don't look Japanese. She look Hapa,
right.
like
look
you.
Hapa, but she speaks fluent Japanese. Yeah. Her second language
but
is
your,
English.
But your mother must and identify
mom,
as Japanese.
So they moved to Jeju Island.
Oh,
yeah.
And so she spoke with, you know, she learned Korean. She spoke with a Japanese accent.
Right.
But she became the smartest girl in her class, her age on the island.
If you can speak two languages, you're smart.
Cool.
Yeah. And she's still smart. She lives with us now, actually.
Aww.
And, she's great. And then she became like the flower bearer for any diplomats or anything. So like General MacArthur or New Zealand Prime Minister, anything that came, she would present them flowers.
That's
so
awesome.
She still remembers that.
Aww.
That's super cool. Yeah, but you know, going back to, we grew up in Hawaii. And we are, well, I am Hawaiian, Filipino, Chinese, Italian.
Standard.
And I only speak pidgin. So it's like I'm all screwed up. I don't know nothing. You know what I mean?
Barely speak English.
And I need to talk to you because I keep getting these auditions where I have to speak pidgin. And
you got to download the app, Tim. Pidgin 101. Download the app. Okay. It's free.
Okay, I will download the app.
It's his app, and I will, just to be clear.
I will be your new pidgin coach. I am a professor.
Are you a dialect coach for pidgin?
We're
going to
take a quick break. Okay. Don't go anywhere. Hanging out with Tim Lunabos, like Filipino. Lunabos.
Here we go.
Don't go anywhere. It's a Hawaii thing.
For all your money needs, Hawaiian Financial Federal Credit Union is here for you. Visit hifico.com. Bringing you what matters. Viewers can receive the Star Advertiser Digital Full Access subscription for $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHAITHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing, hanging out with Tim Looney Boss. Did I get it right again?
I think you're making it up.
It's more like bus.
Bus,
like
Looney Bus. Looney Bus, yeah. So, Tim, have you been to Hawaii?
Yes. The first time was after high school. My high school graduation present was being able to go out there. And I went to Maui and Oahu for a few days and then Maui. And then I went with my wife and my daughter when she was like three, I want to say, two or three. And we went to Kauai.
Yeah, love Kauai.
Yeah, and hung out there. And then I worked on Hawaii Five-O, so I came out for that, and realized I had an appreciation for Oahu and Waikiki and stuff that I did not have when I was in high school. After
of
high
course,
school,
of course, yeah.
I was like, it's just like going to a city.
Well, in high school, you're probably high and drunk. That's why you don't remember much.
<Not a thing.
laughs> I did save my two white classmates that had come with us. And the three of us were walking late at night. I had to stoop down to tie my shoe. And it was like on the beach, there's a restroom area or whatever. And I hear something. And so then I get to walk around and this huge guy is ready to just like pummel my friends. and then he sees me and he goes, oh, they with you? And I'm like, yeah.
He goes, oh, no. And you're like, I'm home.
Yeah. He looks like my friend Nestor.
I mean, it's like.
Do you remember Nestor?
I do remember. He doesn't look like Nestor.
Yes. Nestor when he was younger. They got the same beard, mustache, goatee, eyes.
But when you grow up on the mainland being Hapa, which is kind of like an alien, and then you come here and everybody looks like
you.
Because everyone's mixed race. You're like, oh my gosh, this is where all of my ducklings have been my whole life.
Which episode of 5-0 did you do? What season?
It was, I played the father of, the episode was about a kid who was all hyped up on steroids and stuff, huge guy, and he was an athlete, and I guess there was something in it that was tainting the product.
Okay.
And so people were dying, he was one of them, and I was the father, and they come and you know, ask me what's going on.
Yeah. So did you get to do NCIS Hawaii?
I did not.
No.
And I've done NCIS and NCIS Los Angeles.
He's been in the mix.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time. So it's statistics.
And the one that's really killing me right now is Magnum.
Magnum.
One, because I'm going to work with Amy or at least be there.
Yeah,
but the other thing, and I know some of the others, but the other thing is that I have once in a while a show comes along. And so NCIS was one of them where I went into producers 16 times.
Oh, gosh.
They finally hired me. And, you know, around 8 or 9, my manager's like going, Tim, you can pass if you want. I go, no.
Right.
I'm
going
to force
I'm going to see this through.
So
16
whether
times.
Whether it's talent or whether it's attrition, they're going to hire.
Wow.
So that's how I'm starting to feel with Magnum right now. I was so glad when they got picked up.
Right,
you know,
right.
And so that I still have the opportunity.
You have a runway. You have a runway, sir. Yeah.
So how many NCISs are there?
Right now?
Yeah.
There's only 3.
Oh, so you're going for the trifecta. You just got to get this one, and you got all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, no, New Orleans.
New Orleans
I was
got canceled
for Hawaii to happen. I turned it down because I didn't feel I was appropriate for the role.
For what?
for the New Orleans one.
You know, that's how you know you're good, when you turn stuff down.
At this point in their career, Amy said the same thing. Yeah. At this point, it's really about like the responsibility you have to make the choices. Because some actors are coming up, they can't make the choices. Yeah, they got to take what they can take. But when they're in their position, they got to be like weighing it out, going,
"Of course,
do I really want to perpetuate this, or do I want to?"
And for me, it was anytime I. This is actually when I. I've always been, my whole career, even when I needed work, if I felt something I wasn't right for, I just said no.
So would you, at this age, do a Viagra commercial?
Wow.
Oh, most definitely.
He's like, the residual pay scale alone,
I heard,
for
they pay well.
I
heard they pay well, though. They pay well.
I have no, in terms of Viagra, I have no idea.
You have no idea. Well, you're going to have to study it before you do it. We got to take a quick break.
Research.
Don't go anywhere. Tim Lunibus is hanging out with us. It's a Hawaii thing.
See Dr. Oda at HEC Medical Clinic Honolulu Specialists in laser weight loss. You can see the change, losing 1 to 2 inches instantly. Long's Drugs is always here for Hawaii, providing your family with local favorites, accessible health and wellness services to keep you safe and healthy. Make Long's a part of your day.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. You got Lanai, that's Brooke, and we have Tim Lunibus hanging out with us, actor. Do you write? Do you direct?
You know what? It's interesting. I did direct when I was younger a bit in theater and stuff. And writing, I really got into. And I left acting for 7 years when I reached this, what one executive called a tweener stage. I was no longer a young buck, but I wasn't looking my age. So they weren't hiring me for the older roles. And I left for about 7 years. And then when I came back, my full intention, I just started writing right before I left. I didn't have time because I became an arts administrator. But when I came back, my thing was start acting because you know you can make the money that way, but writing is the main long-term goal. Well, then all of a sudden enter audiobook narration over the last year and a half, and I don't even write now. It's all about audiobook narration.
But you know what's cool is when you're doing audiobook narration, you're actually reading a book, which is the hardest thing to do when you're busy.
Dude,
you know, unless you're on a plane.
I just get to read bad scripts. And so now, so now it's like, oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And especially the nonfiction stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, it's great.
That's what my friend Doug says. He's like, man, I've never read so many books in my life.
Right.
You know, he's just reading every day. I wanted to talk to you about Hawaii more. When was the last time, when did you film that? When were you here last?
That's two different answers. So I filmed that in end of 2018. It aired in 2019. I filmed it in 2019 and it aired later in 2019. And then I was just there right before Thanksgiving with my wife.
Oh, did they cast you as a triad or a gangster?
No, I was
the other one?
I was father.
Oh, that's right. You were the father.
And well, I think we talked about that during the break.
Yeah.
But yeah, I played a parent and of a kid who died.
Do you notice you get casted for any type of role? What is they put you in?
I'm a lot in the special forces anymore. No, but law enforcement.
Really? The JAG, NCIS.
So military and stuff. Yeah.
You know who was in JAG for a little while was Stan Ige. Do you know Stan?
Oh, everybody knows Stan.
Yeah. You know,
we touch base on Facebook every so
did
often.
You? I haven't seen him in years. Stan and I did stand up together for a while.
And I think he's been working again.
Oh, he's been working a lot. That's another one. We should get on the show. He's such a good guy.
He's a good guy.
So do you keep in touch with the Asian circle? When Brooke's not there anymore.
Like I saw Amy a couple times when we went out there in Hawaii.
She's the best.
She is. Jeez. And I was just thinking of things we don't need to talk about.
You can talk about whatever you want. You know what I was just thinking, though? We should have a ticker.
I still have keys to her place here.
We should have a ticker on this show with every time somebody mentions Amy Hill's name. We've mentioned Amy Hill's name and we've done 200 podcasts in 199 of them.
She's a big connector to
central
hub.
One of my first, very first roles was working on All American Girl.
Oh, yeah.
And they all took me under their wing. And then next thing I knew, I became Amy's escort to every event
ever.
Because I told them I wanted to start meeting the community.
Yeah.
When I first came down, I didn't. I wanted to establish myself as an individual before I got involved with the community, if that makes sense.
Right.
And so then she and I went to 22 events in 21 days.
Wow. Did people start thinking you were together?
I never said anything.
Yeah. You know, so weird. Weird.
Maybe someone like Russell or someone had been her escort before me. I don't know. Like, so they were just used to it. But
so weird. Because when I would go with her to places, especially after she had her daughter, Penelope, they thought we were a couple.
Together.
No, really.
Yeah.
Brooke, I went to Brooke's.
It's the changing time.
I hung out with Brooke one time in our whole lives that we've known each other. Remember? Kamehameha's. No, I mean to an event.
We hang out a lot.
The Kamehameha's. An event. It was your.
You mean after I was Miss Universe?
Yeah, I went to your. Was it a graduate?
No, you went to a reunion thing with me.
I went to a reunion thing to your school, and then it was in the paper the next day.
I mean, I had just given up a title, so it was fresh. Okay. Stuff was fresh. So.
Like, are they sleeping together? We gotta take a break. All right, don't go anywhere, Tim. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with more. It's a Hawaii thing.
Pacific Spray Wash is Oahu's number one trusted exterior cleaning service. We deliver a spotless job for all your pressure washing, roof cleaning, house washing, and solar panel cleaning. Bringing you what matters. Viewers can receive the Star Advertiser digital full access subscription for $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHAITHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. Lanai Brooke and
Hi.
Tim Lunibus, actor, director, writer, now does voiceovers for your book. If you need a book published, he can do the voiceover. He has a great voice.
I'm a publisher, though. I don't do indie authors.
Yeah. No, we were talking earlier about you work with publishing companies. Are you writing a book? Are you doing your own book?
No. If I do a book, it'll probably be on my mom's life.
Oh, good. 100%. That's awesome.
Pretty amazing.
You better do it now then.
100%.
Well, I have like written out outlines and I've written stuff out and I keep asking questions. So my dad passed away just before Thanksgiving in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she moved in with us.
How old is she now?
She's 89.
Wow.
Dang.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta tell you, Tim. So I just finished. I'm kind of almost finished with my book. It took me 8 years, 7 years or whatever.
Wow.
But my mom is 70. Oh, man, we'll screw this up. 73 or 76. Anyway, I wanted her to see it. So she has a chapter in my book because it's about everyone who influenced me to make me who I am today. So she has the longest chapter. So one of my friends said, you should just let your mom read her chapter. And then I thought about it because I wanted to do it as a surprise. But then I thought about it. I said, if she leaves tomorrow, she'll never get to see it. So I let her, I gave it to her. I said, Mom, I want you to read this book I just wrote. And I know she's going to start with the first chapter because she's the first chapter. And I left the room. And then I walked out maybe about 10 minutes later into it just to peek out. And she was bawling.
Wow.
It was awesome, though.
That is great.
Yeah. So if you can get something
written. Did she read the whole thing?
She did.
Yeah. What'd she think of my chapter?
Oh, no. She just read her chapter.
Oh, okay.
She didn't get to your. Brooke's in the book, too.
I was like,
why is
she not returning my phone calls? Your mom, is she mad at me? What?
It's basically about everybody who's taught me something growing up in my career. So it's like their story, how we met, and then what the lesson was. Because I believe everybody's sent to you for a lesson, right? But you should let your mom read it and get a reaction, or maybe even set up a camera.
Well, I have read her part of like what I wrote out before, and it was actually when my dad was still alive, and they both were in tears.
Oh, that's awesome! Yeah, in good tears, right?
Yeah.
Which like, you know could go either way in Asian families. Yeah. You don't. You got to read the room.
You don't embarrass me.
You don't know. Sometimes it could go either way. You don't know.
Is there one actor that you grew up watching that you've always wanted to work with, or did you work with them already?
Oh, that I wanted to work with. Because when I was young, I was in a Western, so my favorite was Clint Eastwood. And
I love Clint Eastwood.
Brother was John Wayne, but yeah. Anyone that I would want to work with, I would love to work with someone like maybe a Miranda Richardson.
Really?
Deep cut.
Or I'm about to work with an Academy Award winner. I can't say what, but it's a film I'll be doing this year, and I'm excited.
You can't say the person's name, or you can't say the film?
I both. Can't say either.
Both?
Yeah, because one, it was supposed to be one Oscar winner, and then a new filmmaker came aboard, and she wants a different Oscar winner.
Oh.
So either way, it's an Oscar winner.
Dang.
And, awesome. Good for you. Congrats.
And it's going to be, it might be out there, actually.
Really?
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. That don't say that, because yeah. That is a whole that people can triangulate, bro.
It's okay. They can triangulate. Hawaii is a new spot for film and movies, it is. So you're clear.
We're hip happening yeah. And incredibly cool yeah. Out here as a location to shoot at. For
but
sure.
I'm really that's looking awesome. Forward to it. And
well, yeah, we want to talk to you some more about what you're doing in your career, but this the show unfortunately has an ending. But we have some nice parting gifts for
you. We got swag, bro.
You've answered all your questions correctly today, so you got a perfect score. And Brooke has some nice parting gifts for you.
These are from Lanai personally. They're his air fresheners for the car.
So your traffic don't stink. Yeah.
Okay. They'll look good in my wife and daughter.
When you're on the 405, you can look at me.
These are some shirts coming your way. This is our shirts for the 88 tees. We got some taro chips coming to you, mesquite barbecue
Mahalo
flavor.
Mahalo to the Hawaiian Chip Company and
Thank
Jimmy
you
and the
Jimmy
crew.
Jimmy and all of them. Mini Hooney Max just sent us their new Mini Hooney Max box. That's coming to you. It's a sample. It's got all the different flavors. Three macadamia nuts.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you, Tim. Congratulations on all your success. We look forward to seeing you in more TV shows and movies. If you guys get a chance, follow us on YouTube. We got the extended version of this very interview on YouTube. We'll see you guys next time. Ahui ho.
We're going to YouTube.
Thanks, Tim.
Bye.
All right. Can we keep going? Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. This is the extended version. Please subscribe to the channel. Hit the little bell so you can know when we get a new show popping
Tim's
up
gonna
every
swear.
Day. We have a new show every week. That's Brooke. I'm Lanai. We got Tim.
In Korean. He's going to swear in Korean.
Looney Bus hanging out with us. Actor, director, writer. Also, the man with the voice. Tim, have you done any animation yet?
Fuck. Oh, no. I
love you so much right now, Tim.
I love
it.
That's a good one.
You have no idea.
You're the first one to do that.
I did animation fairly often in my sort of what I call the first act of my career.
Uh-huh.
And then I left for 7 years. And back then it was things like Johnny Quest, Max Steel. I did some video games.
What video Bruce games Lee. You did? Because I know it's you, Francois Shaw.
How do you know all these
Sean.
Video games? Oh, your kids.
Yeah, my kids.
I did the when the Xbox was first coming out, it was Bruce Lee. The Dragon Story or Story of the Dragon.
Wow, that's cool.
Then I was actually a character that was meant for either Rutger Hauer or Julian Sands.
Oh,
and,
bless his heart.
And because I was much cheaper and
Holla.
Came with a cool voice.
Holla.
I got it. I played Trenchcoat.
Wow.
Good for you.
And then I did a Star Trek away game and I did I with Tia Carrera. I did
Tia did games?
Little Mermaid. No, it was HBO Happily Ever After for Every Child.
Oh, I remember
I was the
mix-ups.
Voice of the print.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Dang.
Do you see Tia around?
Hmm?
Do you ever see Tia around?
No, we used to run into each
she
other
don't
every
go
so
nowhere.
Often.
She
but
palisades
I haven't seen
now.
Her. The last time I talked to her on the phone when I was at East West Players, because I was trying to get her involved with our award show at some point.
Oh, yeah. The gala?
That's when I was left acting and became a business administrator.
For 7 years? Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What kind of food do you like here in Hawaii? Is there anything that stuck out to you? What is your go-to when you come here?
God, you know what? You know what? I love the spam musabi.
Spam musabi?
Like anywhere?
Yeah,
like at ABC store? And like where are you getting yours
from?
Well,
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
ABC,
they're
my
good.
Wife and I would start every morning.
I'm going to give you some facts so next time you come back.
Okay.
All right?
Go.
Yeah, here we go. I love giving this spam musubi facts because everybody who comes, I do food tours and everyone who comes here says, oh, they say we have to try the Hawaiian food spam musubi because first of all, it's not Hawaiian. All right? It's Hawaiian
local.
Style.
It's local. Yeah.
So it came from the musubi when the Japanese came in early 1800s. They brought their version of rice. We started growing rice. Chinese started growing rice in the taro patches. And then only making $5 a month cutting sugar cane, you had to fill your stomach. So they made the musubi and wrapped nori around it, right? And then World War II, we were introduced to spam. So now we fry the spam in brown sugar soy sauce, and then we put it on medium grain rice and wrap it with nori. 7-Eleven, you want to take a guess how many they sell?
Okay, but let's just put the caveat in here. He's in the club at 7-Eleven. Yeah. So
you want to know how, you want to take a shill, guess so how many they sell?
Okay. Oh my God.
Take a whack. Can't be as much as ABC store.
Oh, they sell way more.
16, how is that possible?
16 to 17,000 a day.
ABC stores on every corner in Waikiki. Goodness.
It doesn't matter. 7-Eleven's on every corner around the state. Shut up. Yeah, 16 to 17,000 because we did a Spam Musubi collaboration with them. Here's the best part of this thing.
That's funny because I was going to say like a million a year, but it really is like a million.
It is, yeah. So when we did this collaboration, I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this, but we went into the warehouse where they make these. There's machines that make it because there's so many. They invented a machine to
that
put
makes
the, mold,
the, spam
the rice and wrap the nori. Yeah, even the wrapper is in a machine. There's two guys that sit on a pallet of spam, and they have they wear gloves, and they have to open every spam can because of this.
They don't have a machine that opens spam
cans? No, I'm going to tell you why. Because the spam is cooked in the can. Now, remember before the pop lid, there was the key?
Yes.
They had to do it by hand, by key. So after doing it for so long, they asked Spam, can we redo this and put it in a bigger can? So they did it in a log for a little while, like luncheon meat. Mm. And what happened was because it's cooked in the can, it changed the flavor of it. And Hawaii people stopped buying it. The sales went down because it says it tastes different.
They could tell the difference?
We could tell the difference. Wow. They said it tastes different. So they went back to the regular can and they did the pop-up can to make it easier. But two guys sit there all day and pop open spam cans.
But they let it cool down enough before they have to pop them open, right?
I feel like someone at Stanford or MIT should get on this and figure out a way to crack the cans for these people. Yeah.
So Foodland.
We went to Mars. Come on, guys.
Foodland. Have you been to Foodland, our local grocery store?
It's like our version of Vaughn's.
No. It's one of the last locally owned stores here in
Hawaii. It's our supermarket. Yeah. It's like our Ralph's.
They have a shelf. Like just, for example, the Ala Moana one. I was asking the lady, how many you make a day? She goes, 2,500 a day. They replenish that one shelf with Spam Musubi every 2 hours.
That's insane.
Wow.
That's how much we eat. That's why we have high blood pressure and gout in Hawaii. We're number one.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah.
And the most Spam Musubi.
I would never be able to do that.
Tim, the most Spam Musubi sold, 6 in the morning to 8 a.m. before school and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. after school because it's used as lunch now for kids.
Weird.
Wow.
It's a lot.
There's crazy. That's crazy, kind of cool, but also kind of sad.
Yeah, it is. It is, isn't it? Yeah, so we got a chance to work with Spam after we did the food truck race. And if you go to the Spam Museum in Minnesota, and my brother's picture is on the entrance.
Minnesota.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. So we traveled all over the world teaching people how to cook with Spam for 3 years.
It's weird.
Sweet.
Yeah, so when you come, I'm going to take you to the best places to eat a Spam Musubi, okay?
That'll be awesome. And I'll be out there when I'm working on Magnum PI.
Yeah, there you go. Manifest it, brother. Manifest it.
That's so funny.
You know what? 7-Eleven wins every year for the best Spam Musubi, but I think there's too much rice.
I'm not going to get into it. They're your sponsor, so whatever.
They were.
We love 7-Eleven.
I love it, but I think there's too much rice. For me personally,
I didn't know there was a contest.
Even.
There's a contest?
Well, they win every year.
There's a pageant for Spam Musubis.
There is. They win every year for the best Spam Musubi.
He's sitting with one each on either
side.
What's
happening to the world as we know it, Tim? I don't understand.
Hey, Tim, do you make them at home?
No.
You know what you should do?
No, because I think because I know Spam's not good for me.
Well, you can get, there's 15 different flavors now.
And
you
low
get
sodium.
Spam light, low sodium.
There's a lot of low sodium.
Turkey, bacon, there's all kinds. But I'm going to give you a little life hack.
Then I'll look into it because then I would make it at home.
Yeah, you should. I'm going to give you a life hack. So get a bottle of kimchi, make your Spam musubi, chop up the kimchi, put it underneath the Spam in between the rice. Spam musubi with kimchi.
I did not even know that was a thing.
It is so ono.
You know, we started eating at home. We put kimchi on Italian sausage.
Oh,
wait
a
second.
Great idea.
It is so good.
That's a great idea. It's like doing onions or, you know, something.
Wait, you mean like you cook it together? Like in the saute?
Well, no, actually, you cook the sausage and everything. And then when I put it in, it's like putting in relish, but we put it in kimchi.
Yeah.
Look at him with his fusion.
Hout's Hot Dogs does that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, with a kimchi relish?
Yeah, you can do it to kimchi relish, yeah.
Wow.
We have all sorts of kimchi now that my mom lived with us.
Yeah. You
know, wait, so she's making fresh kimchi type style?
No.
Oh, she just knows where to go buy the panchan.
You go to H Mart.
She knows where to get it.
You go to H Mart in the Korean, right? Yeah. You know what? That sounds good because when I make kimchi fried rice, I put hot dogs in it. So that's a great idea.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. We can talk all day.
That's the other thing I eat a lot is I love kimchi fried rice when I get it.
Yeah. Mm. And you know, kimchi's good for you.
It is.
It's good for your bowels.
The microdome or whatever it is. The microcosm, whatever it's
called. I was watching this thing the other day. Joe Rogan was talking to somebody and they were talking about eating. And he goes, I eat a bottle of kimchi every day. You should be eating a bottle of kimchi every day.
Joe Rogan does?
Yeah, it's because it's so good for your health.
You know, I was trying to think of, this is totally off topic, but I was trying to remember today when Brooke and I met.
It's got
to
be East West.
Either that or the film festival.
Oh, Hawaii International or?
No, L.A.
Oh, the with Abe.
Was it pre-Queen or after Queen?
Everything's post. I didn't live there till post.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Miss Universe took me there. So, and then I met Amy and everybody. And
oh, so Tim's in the circle of Amy and you and...
Tim is Asian.
Yeah.
He lives in L.A. Yeah. He's in the acting community. Yeah.
But I know that.
So
I'm
the web
stupid.
The web is
but,
far
but
wide.
There was a few people we had in here, and they were Asian, and they weren't in your circle. So that's
who would that be?
I'm not going to say their name out loud. You said it off camera.
I don't know how old they were, but for those... artists who came from the 90s, late 90s and early 2000s, we all knew each other. You know, it wasn't like
we may not have liked each other, Tim.
Here's a good one. Here's a good one. This is the reason I asked too, because Ernie Reyes wasn't in your circle.
He's younger.
And he's the same age as us.
He's the same age, but he broke out much like a lot of those kid actors. He broke out in a different generation.
No, but he's been working. He did The Rock, Snoop, a couple Rock movies. He's done a lot of stuff, stunt stuff.
Ernie Reyes Jr.
Do you know Ernie, Tim?
Outlier.
Oh, I don't. I would have to look online to see who he is.
Not all Asians are in your web.
He's an outlier.
No, not anymore. It's like, there's so many out there now, which is a wonderful.
Yeah, now you don't have to know each other because there's enough of us.
Yeah, things are really happening. Yeah. I don't know these people.
Right, and that's a good thing.
Is there an Asian Actors Union?
No.
We should create one.
What? We would take over the world.
That's what I'm saying.
We run it better.
There used to be like networking groups and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's like CAPE.
There's
CAPE.
There's East West Players.
And, but there used to, you know, I even like Korean American, there were groups that would form and it was like not just artists, but also executives and stuff like that.
No, I'm really serious about it because you have the Phil Lam community. They're all together and they bond together and try to.
Yeah, they're really tight.
Yeah, move.
You know,
mountains.
I was gonna say one thing I was really happy about is when I was out there, it was totally unexpected, but Dream was with Jennifer Paz and Joan
at the Hawaii Theater.
Yeah, and Didi Magno and Giovanni Ortega. And these are all people that I hadn't seen in several years.
Wait, who's the first name you just said?
Which one?
The first name
Jennifer
Paz.
Paz.
Oh, Jennifer Paz.
Paz.
Yeah.
She's in the Filipino film.
Yeah, yeah. That's
world.
Why I think I know who that is.
So a lot of them.
But they
are.
Were performing. We saw it out there performing out there.
Yeah.
And right before Amy let us know.
Right.
And so we all went together. And then we ate at Kim's.
Oh, Kim's?
Restaurant.
Oh, Kim's?
Yeah. I really, Kim. Yeah, I really.
Oh my
that
God,
one.
That's what I'm on that kick right now. I went there like four times last month. Have you been to Kim's?
Oh, in downtown?
Yes, Chinatown.
Yeah.
She's a Korean. So she's so nice, Kim. She's
it's
Korean.
It's like Irish Korean.
No, she's like a gourmet Korean.
Oh.
Yeah. She does some cool stuff.
But the name Kim.
Yeah,
does sound
I was
like
she Irish Korean. Yeah. What is that?
No, I don't know why she did that.
It was between McKim and O'Kim.
Either or.
Oh, a kimchi burger sounds
good. It could
good.
Go either.
You ever have a kimchi burger?
I don't even know what
that
is.
Oh, you take hamburger meat, chop up your kimchi, and put it in the meat.
The meat?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
And then fry it?
Yes. Okay. It is so good. And then you put bulgogi sauce or konjigun sauce as your for your bun. In the bun.
Are you like gochujang?
Gochujang, Is that how you say it, Korean?
What did you just say?
Gochujang.
Say it again.
Gochujang.
Nope, that's not it.
Okay, say it for us.
I don't know what you're talking about. Is it the red one?
Yes.
Their version of ketchup, the spicy ketchup?
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah.
He's the real Korean.
How do you say it?
Gochujang, I thought.
Say it again.
Gochujang?
Gochujang.
With a G?
I don't know.
Should I go grab it?
That's yeah, okay. Yeah. Go out. No, drag your mom in. Yeah, bring the source.
Is mom near
Take
you?
It to the Pico, bro.
Let's say hi to mom real quick.
She's downstairs. I don't want to say, I could bring us to her.
That's okay.
So funny.
We're getting the sign already to do this already. So, but thank you so much for joining
when
us.
When you get to the Aina.
Yeah. You could let me know and we'll do a Musubi tour.
Definitely.
But hey, if you need help with your pigeon stuff, I think the next time you do a read for Magnum, tell him, can I do one more read and then do it in pigeon?
Francois is the same way. Like, and he has his wife in his ear, and it just drives him crazy.
Every time I go to do a audition for Magnum or 5-0, I always gave them a pigeon version because they always casted me as a local guy, and I would give them a pigeon version, and it never worked, but. They always make the Howley guy.
Why are you telling me to do that? They
make,
well, because you're a much more better actor than I am. No, I say that because they always would pick the Howley guy or the guy not from Hawaii, and he's speaking pigeon, and we're like, what the fuck is going on here?
Because he can act.
Yeah.
I'm that guy.
But he didn't act.
Then you can dub him. Pigeon. You see?
Well, that's better. Hey, Tim, we should do a local cartoon. It's all pigeon.
Yeah, okay.
That would be awesome.
By pigeons.
Thank you so much for joining the show. Are you on the gram or Facebook or MySpace or Twitter?
Yeah, I'm at Tim Lunibus for Instagram and Twitter, you know, and then Facebook. I have my personal page, and then I have a professional page, which is at Asian American Actor.
Wow.
Really?
You just co-opted the whole thing,
but
huh?
I'm not very active on it, but there's a lot of stuff on there that can be checked out.
All right,
but
Tim.
I'm most active on Instagram.
I'm going to keep my eye out for your daughters because, you know, they're coming up. So when she gets you better return my phone calls. We're going to have her on the show.
Yeah, she is going to dwarf
She going
my
places, this girl.
Right now.
All right.
Been stalking your socials.
So we'll get them on the show too, Tim. I got you. I'm following you. I'm following
you. Oh, okay.
That's you, right? All right.
Yep.
You guys follow Tim Lunibus. Good luck to you, man. Congratulations on all your success.
We'll see you when you get
Keep repping the Koreans. Kamsahamnida.
Oh, boy.
We'll see you guys next time. Thank you for watching It's a Hawaii Thing. It's a Hawaii Thing.